Word has come back from George Meany to his people here. They've simply got to move. They've got to get into action right away. And there's a meeting going on right now, Jim Reynolds, with Lane Kirkland. So that message has been sent through and with strong, strong pressure.
That's good. That's what we want. And I think we just got to stay with it today. And
that's right.
If they can't do it, well, we may have to change our whole stance. I want responsibility. I want leadership. I want collective bargaining. I want guts. But if I'm just going to, we're going to sit around the races or the domino tailor and do nothing, well, then that's another thing. And the time's come when they got to move and got to act and so forth. And he said that he would do it, but he hadn't the other day did it, but then he's off. And I don't know whether Kirkland can get it done or not. But if he can't get it done, somebody's got to do it, or the Congress will do it, and they ought to do it, with Byrne coming up and with the electrical workers coming up and so forth. I saw your statement. I thought it's good. All I saw was the ticker in the first paragraph. Did you run into any problems?
No, and there was a chance later, right at the end and on television, to get in a crack that I think will help. There was a question both from John Moss and then from Dick Harkness on television outside as to whether I thought the whole guideline principle hadn't taken a blow with the from the developments of the weekend. I said my answer was that I put in a par on a par, the turned down by the machinists and the action in raising the prices. I thought that they presented a very real problem, and this country is going to have to face squarely its own answer to the question of whether it has enough responsibility inside itself to handle this problem in a voluntary, democratic way, or to take some much harder choices. That I thought the answer was that they did have, but we've got to get past the point where we all believe in stabilization for somebody, everybody except ourselves. And that this is a point of real reckoning as far as people's facing up to their own responsibility is concerned.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I just hope that if Ramsey has any horsepower, that if they need to put, I know nothing about the details of this negotiation, but I would gather that if you've got a 4.3 thing, you may have to leave you 1% in, and that you put on the third year and put cost of living in as far back as you can get it with and get it adopted. Or if you can't do that, you may have to move up some of your fringes. You can't get over that 5% area unless they voluntarily, unless the other outfit caves. But we have a danger of a cave, and that sets the pace for a lot of other things. And if they go up 2%, well, everybody goes up that, then you got a hell of a problem. But I would make Ramsey and Reynolds stay there until they have something that Ramsey's man will buy. Now, he ought to know the 4 liters or the 3 liters or the 5 liters, and whatever they'll buy, and they ought to come out there with something and not leave us just hanging and dangling here. And I told many of that, just as strong as a human being can. If they don't, why, they can keep bellyaching about me on 14B and this and other things, but I might not be supporting them every hour, every day, as I have been. I may just call a signal of my own. I'm like a damn cat. I want to jump out of a tree and hit on my own feet, too, and I'm getting the belly full of this delay and doing nothing about it when you give them plenty of time to do it. And that's what we agreed night before last, we'd get going. And I asked him to get his tail down here, and I don't know whether he's going to do it or try to do it by phone, but I said somebody better do this, because they're roofers that are ready to go into action in this country, and they're running all over it. And I just hope that they don't have to, but if we don't do it. Now, they've tried us about 3 fronts. They tried us in California, and they tried us in Michigan day before yesterday, and they tried us in Tennessee yesterday. And I'm going to come out of my corner in a minute and show my hands and bloody somebody's nose. And I think that we ought to make those boys go to work, and let's wind this thing up.
2 other things. It's perfectly plain that there's not going to be any action by the House for at least a week or 10 days, if ever.
Well, that's a very dangerous thing, because those other boys may cave, you see.
That's right.
And if the labor is that cocky, and I gather they are, because he says they've promised me Monday, and I think that the House ought to let them know that they've got to have a settlement. If they don't, they're going to get a bill. And so they'll get here. If they get arrogant, then they go off and drink the beer and get their teeth fixed.
Yeah. hell.
Go to Sarasota, the races. Well, hell, that's a hell of a thing right here in the middle of the crisis.
The other thing is that Younger and Springer both asked me directly whether the FAA hadn't been calling these companies, telling them not to move on this thing, and if that wasn't what was holding up this whole thing. Those questions were pretty direct. I just haven't known.
I tell him I have to ask General McKee about that. As far as I know, he hadn't heard of it, but to ask him if they'd have an objection to him going back together. I think everybody will do everything they can to settle it, but I don't think they have. But if they've got anything, tell him he'd be glad to put it in the record.
Yep. Okay.
Younger's the same guy that had the planes flying Lucy's flowers in here, the dirty son of a bitch. All he can do is jump on a 19-year-old that can't answer it, you see, and then get up and say, not even say I'm sorry. When George Mahon pinned his ears to it, he got up and said that he'd been called by a fellow in California and said that we had used a military aircraft to fly flowers to Lucy's wedding. So George Mahon said, I don't believe it, and he called the Defense Department. They said, never heard of it.
Yeah.
So he called a guy in California, one of your Farm Bureau friends out there that you've been supplying this cheap labor to, and you and Holland.
George.
And so he said, well, I said that. I did tell Younger that, and I don't know whether the military did it or not. All I know is they did this, some flowers that somebody said was going to the wedding. And they said they did. So they called back, and somebody got a hold of whoever had the flowers out at the church. And they said, yes, that they bought some flowers in California, and they shipped them up here, and they came on American Airlines, one of its cargo flights. So Mahon got up, pointed out, said it's a shame that we'd have to have this publicity. Of course, the correction never did catch up the story at all. It never did, but he pointed out it was American Airlines. The people handling the flowers to church, the florist had paid for them, and then going to government payroll. It's a private payroll. We even